discuss about the chapter 4, that is most important subject, profit and loss statement in your hospitality industry. How exactly the profit and loss statement works in the hospitality industry? Let's discuss further. What are the objectives in a profit and loss statement? To know the consolidated profit and loss statement, and at the same time to know different profit measures and meanings. What exactly the profits are happening and what kind of the meanings are there, you will understand in the profit and loss statement. To know different formats of the P&L statement, what are the different heads are there, what are the different breakups are there in a P&L statement. To know different expenses categories and department, because whatever the expenses, if I say what kind of expenses, what are the breakups are there in expenses, you will clearly understand in a profit and loss statement. How financial information on P&L works as a management tool for ensuring financial performance, because whenever you are running a business, if you are unable to get the profit, so you are not running a good business. So your P&L statement give you clear picture of your financial structure of your business. Now, consolidated profit and loss statement, true summary report for financial results for each department in a hotel. Previously, which we have discussed, one hotel consists of different departments. Each different department revenue model is different. For example, one hotel has a different model, like rooms is generating a revenue and a restaurant is generating a revenue and your banquets are getting a revenue. So in that revenue, what kind of profit are you getting from the different department? You will understand it clearly in that departmental profit and loss statement. Now, expenses centers, what kind of expenses are going, what kind of fixed expenses are going, what are the controllable expenses, so what are the uncontrollable expenses, clearly you will understand in P&L statement. And the fixed expenses are investment factors. There are fixed investments and there are fixed expenses are there. These expenses, how exactly is going and all, and what are the fixed expenses, you will understand in your profit and loss statement. For example, rent is your fixed expenses. How you are paying rent, what kind of percentage you are paying rent, you will understand in profit and loss statement. Now, hotel profit center, what are the profit centers are there in hotel? For example, you are running a room service and profit, your room service is giving more profit, so your profit center is room service. And you are running a banquet, banquet is doing a sales, but it's not giving a more profit. The profit center is not the banquet. Those departments are running and giving a profit, these are known as a profit centers. And department profits, various levels of profits of the hotel. Now, revenue or profit centers, what exactly the revenue or profit centers? Each operating department works as a revenue center for receiving and recording revenue from the customer. So, which we have discussed earlier, each department exchange the product and exchange the services, or exchange the product and services to generate the customer money from for the business. Revenue center and profit center terms are the interchangeable. At the same time, consolidated profit and loss is a total profit for all revenue centers after deducting their all department operating expenses. Very simple, what kind of departments you have, what kind of revenue they are generating. From the revenue, there would be some expenses are going in the department. If you minus that expenses, whatever the money is there, that is known as a profit, that is known as a gross profit. This profit and loss statement will give you clear picture of your departmental sales and what kind of expenses is happening in the department, what kind of the gross profit is happening in the department, will give you clear picture if you are different departments. Now, expenses center, there would be some, obviously, if you are running a restaurant, if you are running a hotel, there would be expenses are involved. What kind of the expenses? Staff department not generating any revenue or profits, termed as a service centers. And allocation of expenses on all operating departments, and executive committee member in charge of each such department for its productivity and operating with the establishment budgets. Because whenever you are running a business, there would be expenses. But in that expenses also, there are controllable expenses are there. These committee heads will take care of the controllable expenses. Now, fixed expenses and investment factors are overheads. What is overhead? What is the fixed expenses? Because if you are paying a rent, this is a fixed expense. Fixed expense, you cannot control the rent. The same way, there are few other factors are there which we discuss now. Constant and fixed expenses generally not affected by the volume levels of activity, because whatever the rent you are paying, there is a fix, right? You are running a business, you have generated more sales, you will not pay more rent for that. And if you generated lesser sales, you will not pay lesser rent for that. There is a fixed expenses which is happening in your business. And results of construct bank loans, interest on loans, license and other fees, local or other taxes, insurance policies and premiums, these are the things that are the fixed expenses. At the same time, mandatory payments through good or bad period, profit made and loss incurred. What will happen is, in fixed expenses, with your revenue, it may not change. Now, various terms and levels of the profit, various levels of the profit. Department profit, department revenue minus the department expenses, which we have discussed previously. Whatever the department you are holding, for example, you are holding a restaurant, you are holding a room service, whatever the revenue you have generated minus whatever the department has incurred the expenses, that is known as department profit. And total department profits equal to total of all department profit. So you are running a hotel, in that there are various departments are there. If you include all department profits, that is known as a total profit. House profit or a gross operating profit. Total department profit minus total expenses center cost is the total gross profit. Now, net house profit, this is very important. What is net house profit and what is the gross profit? Adjusted gross operating profit equal to house profit minus fixed expenses. Whatever the expenses are there, there are the fixed expenses, there are the controllable expenses. If you minus the fixed expenses, it comes as a net profit. Now, profit before tax and the profit after tax, earning per share, these are the terms which you use in profit and loss statement. How exactly it works? The P&L account formats, title, name of the hotel, type of the statement and the time period covered. What are the factors consist in profit and loss statement? Name of the hotel, for example, if you are running a garden house hotel, so the name of the hotel comes as a garden house hotel. Type of the statement, profit and loss statement. Time period covered, so quarterly or monthly or a yearly statement. At the same time, horizontal heads, financial information for the current period, actual numbers, budgeted numbers, last year information and the columns for the value. For example, in your P&L statement, you have generated for the quarter X amount of the sales. In the P&L statement, there is another column is there. Last year, the same quarter, how much you have generated the sales. And the same time, there is another column, what is the budgeted quarterly sales. So we'll understand, last year this much sales I have generated, this year how much I have generated, what is my budget. The P&L give you, P&L statement give you clear picture of your financial revenues. Vertical headings, revenue center profits, expenses center data, fixed expenses, various profit levels and taxes also. Because whatever the expenses are happening, there are various expenses are happening. Different heads of expenses are happening. Every head will be included in P&L statement. You will understand that what expenses are going in your P&L statement. Department P&L statement with informative revenue centers, expenses centers and fixed expenses also involved in profit and loss statement. Thank you.